Very top of mind. And that's a, we want to turn that top of mind awareness and even questions and even challenging agriculture to turn into something positive, which is action. And so I really am trying to turn this into how do we then use this as to continue to build momentum. We set another record for conservation adoption in the state of Iowa last year. That's 5 years in a row. And that's remarkable. That only happens if when there's hundreds of partners. I mean, there's a team of people, hundreds of people working every day with hundreds of partners and land, thousands of landowners to get practices done, working in the urban landscape, working in the rural landscape. And coming out of the legislative session, we secured those additional dollars to help build out water treatment infrastructure in big cities like Des Moines area, smaller communities with grants and loans, and also this water monitoring as well, but also investing upstream from the city of Des Moines in the greater Des Moines watershed, 22 counties. And we've really been rolling out. First, it was an enhanced cover crop cost share incentive, lifting the cap on the number of acres you could enroll. We expanded our streamside buffer program that allows landowners and farmers to put land into a buffer strip program, but also still be able to hay and graze that land. And we'll continue to make some announcements here. Coming soon, an expansion of our cattle and conservation working lands program. Again, trying to just convert row crop acres that are less productive and environmentally sensitive into still working lands, though, pasture ground, hay ground, using extended rotations, those types of things. And we'll be doing an expansion of that